Hello. Welcome to the Spiritual Gifts Podcast, an in-depth look at spiritual gifts and more by Barry Carroll. For more than 30 years, Barry has been passionate about spiritual gifts and has helped thousands of people discover their spiritual place in the church and community. We do not want anyone ignorant of what spiritual gifts can do in the church, and he is eager to share this message with you. Coming to you from sunny Florida, your host, Barry Carroll.
Welcome to the Spiritual Gifts Podcast. Spiritual Gifts Podcast is going to reveal research and truth about powerful spiritual gifts God gave the church that most of us are ignorant of. If you prefer to live a rewarding, exciting, and satisfying spiritual life, if you seek to be the most valuable person you can be to God, or the most valuable person you can be to your church, the most valuable person you can be to your family, the most valuable person you can be to your friends and acquaintances, then this podcast is for you. This podcast reveals, teaches, and demonstrates the pathway for you and your community to achieve a God-glorifying, God-honoring life. This podcast will give you the knowledge and tools to discover how you can open your eyes to the value God has put inside you to reach the apex of your life. It is there you find ultimate fruitfulness. That is, what you do actually works. And fulfillment, where you satisfactorily know that you have made a kingdom difference that day. Listen to this podcast channel, and Lord willing, you will be transformed through Christ into the person God created you to be, a force with and for Him. Now, we have three goals in this podcast. The first is to bring glory to Christ, the Anointed One, our Savior and Messiah. And when we say glory, we also say positive attention. We want you to fall in love with Christ as a result of this podcast and understand the gifts that He has given us for His glory and for the edification of those around us. Number two, we want to lead Christians into discovering their spiritual gifts, or spiritual DNA as we call it, which is your God-given passion, your God-given gifts, and your God-given style, so that you can achieve ultimate peace and fulfillment. And the third goal is to wake up slumbering churches who ignore the power of the Holy Spirit and who deny their congregants the ability to participate in a spiritual gifts operating church that glorifies God and edifies the community around them. So let's begin. In this first introduction, part one, we need to understand the history of the Bible. Of course, we all know that the Old Testament and the New Testament are in our Bibles. But do you understand the characters that propelled it? God and the children of Israel were the primary characters of the Old Testament. And what those children of Israel did and didn't do. Then, as before we got to the New Testament, it's generally agreed that there were like 400 years of what we call the silent period, but it was anything but silent. Those 400 years was when Rome came to world dominance. They put their roads through everywhere and they took control of everything. During that 400 period of time, because they took control, they organized the temple of the Old Testament. And there were people, Sadducees, Pharisees, they organized these people to run that part of the world. So all of that was in place when we get to the New Testament and Jesus comes on the scene. And he provides a whole different ball game. And he's at odds with these religious people, and they were at odds with him because he became popular with all of his miracles and became a force. But they eventually crucified him, which had been prophesied in the Old Testament. And he was crucified, and he died, but he came back to life. And it wasn't just a story. There were over 400 eyewitnesses to it. And just before he left, he made a promise. And it's found in Acts 1. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift of my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." This was a brand new ball game. Again, you had Old Testament God and the Israel people, the 400 years of silence. Jesus comes on the scene, gives his life for our sins, and then he comes back to life, and he presents the Holy Spirit to them as he gets ready to leave the earth until his second coming. Then they gathered around and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" They didn't get it, really. He said to them, "It's not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." So you get that? "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. This was an incredible message, and it brought in the next force on earth by God, and that was through the Holy Spirit. Now, Paul would eventually write in 1 Corinthians 12:27 this, "Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it." Now, that verse in 27 and four other times, once in Romans, two additional times in 1 Corinthians, and once in Ephesians, the statements that we, those who receive Christ and believe that he rose from the dead, are the body of Christ, is humbling and sobering. He's our head, we are his body. Because Jesus died for us and we accept him as Lord, we became his body on earth. And his Holy Spirit lives in us. Have you ever considered that? Think of Romans 8, 9, and 10. "You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead," think about that, "the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his Spirit who lives in you." Romans 8, 9, and 10. Read that tonight, tomorrow, every day, to just remember that the Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead, that Spirit, that power is inside you to do incredible works for the kingdom of God. Now, again, this is an introduction, and this is kind of a fire hose. We're throwing a lot of things at you. A lot of them you already know, but maybe not said in these kind of ways. And there are five things that we'd like to present to you in this as a basis for a lot of what we're going to say. And the first one is that idea, which we just read about, is that Christ is inside of you. Now, you may already understand that, or this may be hitting you in a new way. And it is my prayer for you that you would see it in a new way. In 1 Corinthians 2:16, it says, "But we understand these things, for we have the mind of Christ." 1 Corinthians 3:16, "Don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God lives in you?" That's 1 Corinthians 3:16. Is that not powerful? We talked about Romans 8, 9 through 11. "You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. And remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Christ living in them do not belong to him at all. And Christ lives within you. So even through your body will die because of sin, the Spirit gives you life because you have been made right with God. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living within you. And there are many more verses. Colossians 1:29, Paul wrote, "That's why I work and struggle so hard, depending on Christ's mighty power that works within me." And so that's something that we're going to remind you of in many of the podcasts that you listen to, is to remind you over and over again, the power of Christ is inside of you. Do you know that? Is it being shown? And just think if there were a small church of 25 people, and all 25 of them knew this power, and the Holy Spirit freely worked through them. Would that church be something to see? Yeah. Multiply that 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times. If you had 25,000 people, all who knew that the Holy Spirit was inside them, and they knew what the gifting that God had given them, and all of them were using it, we would not be living in the world that we're living in right now. That's why this could create revival, and I challenge you to tell other people about this and to search all this out for yourself. So number one was Christ is inside of you. Point number two is drifting away from God has always been a challenge for followers. It happened a lot in the Old Testament. You saw it. It happens in life. Think of it. Heartbreaking issues, such as a death or a loss of a perceived security, such as a job or money. I mean, improper lust for sexual pleasure or gambling, excessive drinking, searching for fame or other temptations is where drifting away begins. We forget God because we have not yet come to fully understand Christ's love toward us and how rich and how deep it is. We're going to try to do that in this podcast. Is help you understand that so that you don't drift away. But if you're drifting away right now and you stumbled across this podcast, consider that the Holy Spirit leading you to this. We pray you will never fall away, and because of the gifts he has given you, you will rejoice. Some challenges in life are to test us, the very components of your Christian life, to make you stronger in each, to strengthen you for the work Christ has set before you. Romans 5:1-5 says, "Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Christ Jesus our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege where we now stand, and we confidently, joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment. For we know how dearly God loves us, because he's given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love." Now, I have a lot more verses on these first two points, Christ inside of you and drifting away from God has always been a challenge. I will publish the rest of the verses on our website, spiritualgiftspodcast.com, the notes from this first podcast. So be sure to look at those verses, search them out for yourself. Point number three is we need to be growing spiritually, which is the opposite of two, drifting away. We don't want to be drifting away. And I just constantly want to be reminding you, if you're drifting right now, seek God, listen to this podcast, read these verses, pursue God. And number three is growing spiritually. I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you the spirit of wisdom and insight so that you may grow in your knowledge of God. That's what we're after. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead is inside you and seated with him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. So these are amazing, wonderful verses. And then I'll read one more here, Ephesians 2:14. "For Christ himself has brought peace to us. He united Jews and Gentiles into one people when in his own body on the cross he broke down the wall of hostility that separated us. He did this by ending the system of law with its commandments and regulations. He made peace between Jews and Gentiles by creating in himself one new people from the two groups. Do you understand these things? These are powerful things. And that was Paul was writing Ephesians and talking about that. Number four, so again, the first one is Christ is inside you. The second one is drifting away from God has always been a challenge for followers, but you don't want to do it. Number three, growing spiritually. Number four is the spiritual gifts. And I'm going to read some of this. I'm not going to read all of it, but there's 23 verses in here. I'll list this on the website, spiritualgiftspodcast.com. I will print these out so that you have a list of them, but I'm going to start off by giving you some facts about it. In Romans 12:6, it says, in his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. I'll read that again. Think about this. Romans 12:6, in his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. You've been given gifts for doing certain things well. Are you doing it? Do you even know what it is? This is what this podcast is all about. Tell everyone you know to listen to this podcast and the next ones because we're going to be talking about the benefits of spiritual gifts as an operating system at your church. It will transform your community. It will transform everything. 30 times gifts, the word gifts, is mentioned in the New Testament. In 1 Corinthians, mentions it 8 times, 26%. That's the most in one spot. 7 times spiritual gifts are mentioned. The word spiritual gifts or the phrase spiritual gifts are mentioned in the Bible. All 7 by Paul in his instruction to the church. 3 of them are in 1 Corinthians, 1 in Romans, 1 in 1 Timothy, 1 in 2 Timothy, and 1 in 1 Peter. 96 times Holy Spirit, that phrase, Holy Spirit, is mentioned in the New Testament. Mentioned most in Acts as the church started. And they witnessed this phenomena as it started. You and I, we bring in a lifetime of conversation, references about the Holy Spirit. To them, in the beginning, this was brand new and an amazing experience. Again, when Jesus came on the earth, it was a whole new ball game. And when the Holy Spirit came into people, it became a whole new ball game. And every day is a new ball game because of that Holy Spirit in each of us. 370 times Spirit is mentioned in the New Testament. The most is 67 in Acts and 44 times in 1 Corinthians, 10 times in chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians alone. So we're going to take a look at that in coming podcasts, in coming weeks. So stay tuned. This will get very exciting for everybody. But some of the gifts that are mentioned early on, even in the Old Testament, Exodus 31:1-3, it says, then the Lord said to Moses, look, I've specifically chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, grandson of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. I have filled him with the Spirit of God, giving him great wisdom, that's a spiritual gift of wisdom, ability, and expertise in all kinds of crafts, which we would call craftsmanship. Psalm 53-5, praise him with the blast of the ram's horn, praise him with the lyre and harp, praise him with the tambourines and dancing, praise him with strings and flutes. That's what we call creative communication. Acts 20:29, the Holy Spirit has appointed you as leaders, the spiritual gift of leadership. Do we need people who have the spiritual gift of leadership to stand up in this world right now? Absolutely. So if you have that gift, that's what we want to help you discover it for yourself, and find if that's how God has given you that gift. If so, you need to be serving God with that gift. In Acts 21:4, these believers prophesied through the Holy Spirit. These were the first mentions of the Holy Spirit in action in the Bible. In Acts 21:8, Philip the evangelist, that was the title he had. He had the gift of evangelism. Acts 21:9 says, four unmarried daughters who had the gift of prophecy. So these four unmarried daughters had the gift of prophecy. So that is one as well. And there's more: faith, healing, miracles, again, prophecy, discernment, speaking in tongues, interpreting of tongues. And we'll get into that. We don't want that to overshadow anything that we're doing. Paul devoted a whole chapter to not making that a big thing. It's confusing. He said, I'd rather hear my language than to have to understand a foreign language. So apostles, prophets, teachers, miracles, healing, help, administration, speaking in unknown languages. Again, that's 1 Corinthians 12, 27 through 28. Then in Romans 12, 7 and 8, faith, serving, teacher, encouragement, giving, leadership, mercy. So there are 23 verses that we will talk about in this podcast. Now, what's your spiritual gift? Paul wrote this, and this is my prayer for you as well, Romans 1:11, for I long to visit you so I can bring you some spiritual gift that will help you grow strong in the Lord. Romans 11:36, for everything comes from him and exists by his power and is intended for his glory. That's what this is all about. Our gifts are not given for us. Our gifts are given to bring glory to God, to bring positive attention to God. And again, we'll get into this down the path here, but when you serve using your gift, your aim is that when they see you, they don't see you, they see God. Because of the service that you're providing through the Spirit of God, that they are able to see God through you. So Romans 12:1, and so dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all that he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. If you cannot give your body to God, it is because you do not understand all he's done for you, is it? Isn't it? So that's what we want you to understand, is how great God is, so that you understand that which is inside you that he has put there to serve him. So again, we talked about spiritual gifts, that's number four. Remember, the Holy Spirit's in you. That was point one. Point two is drifting away from God. It's always been a challenge. We don't want to be doing that. We want to be doing number three, growing spiritually. Number four, spiritual gifts. Number five is your spiritual gift. And number six is together, all of us together, we are the body of Christ. And again, we went over it before. All of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is a part of it. That's 1 Corinthians 12, 27. Ephesians 1, 23, and the church is his body. It is made full and complete by Christ, who fills all things everywhere with himself. Ephesians 4, 4, there is one body and one spirit, just as you have been called to one glorious hope for the future. And Romans 12, 4 through 5, just as our bodies have many parts, and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. That is a powerful verse, and we'll come back to that in the coming weeks. That is powerful. And finally, point number seven, change lives are change churches. And that's what our hope is during these podcasts. Your life will change for the kingdom of God. And as a result, your church will change too. And if this would happen on such a scale, I think Christ could use the churches of our nation to transform it back to him. Would you not agree with that? Join us in this podcast. Tell everyone you know. In Ephesians 5:8, live as people of light. Or let's say Colossians 1:6, the same good news that came to you is going out all over the world. It is bearing fruit everywhere by changing lives, just as it changed your lives from the day you first heard and understood the truth about God's wonderful grace. Hebrews 3:6, but Christ as the Son is in charge of God's entire house, and we are God's house if we keep our courage and remain confident in our hope in Christ. 1 Peter 2, 5, you are living stones that God is building into his spiritual temple. Christ is the cornerstone. What's more, you are the holy priesthood. And 2 Peter 1, 4, the promises of Christ allows you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. Remember, drifting away, point number two, drifting away from God has always been a challenge. That's our answer. That the promises of Christ allow you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. We want Christ, and that's what I want to encourage you to follow after Christ. Well, we've come at the end of our time for today. Our next podcast is going to be Introduction Part 2, and this will blow your doors off. You want to get anybody in church, pastors, staff, everybody to listen to the next one, because right out of the gates, we're going to show you what the benefits, what you accomplish with a spiritual gift operated church, how it works, and we'll even tell you about creative ways, other things you can use with this. We're looking forward to the months ahead. We have planned for 24 podcasts, maybe more, probably maybe even less, but we would like to do 24 podcasts that will train you up in learning and discovering how you can discover on your own the spiritual gifts that God has put inside you. I thank you for coming here. In the name of Jesus, I pray that he opens your heart and your eyes to see all of this, and that you understand that God loves you and has given you a gift to serve him. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Look forward to you on our next podcast.
You've been listening to the Spiritual Gift Podcast in a message called Introduction 1, The Spiritual Gift Fire Holds. Next time, we will take a look at Introduction 2, Fasten Your Seat Belts. We are ready to launch. We hope you make it a point to tune in. If you ever miss a broadcast, you can always come and listen online. Our website is spiritualgiftspodcast.com. There, you can stream the program or download the MP3 for free. Again, that is spiritualgiftspodcast.com. Thank you for emailing this podcast, and consider inviting 10 family, friends, and church acquaintances to join you. Thanks for listening. We hope you join us next time.